Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Daf Chavava Midbeis. The Gemara has a whole shayla about Nesias Kapayim. The Mishnah is Mavur that in the day that you have four tefillas, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, you Nesias Kapayim four times. And that goes like Rabbi Meir, that even though normally we don't do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha, but on a Tainis, where there'll be no Shikris, so mainly we do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. But the Gemara says that we pass it like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds you do Nesias Kapayim by Ne'ilah, because there's no Gzeira, but by Mincha, we don't even do it even by a Tainis Tzibur, because it's Gzeira if you do it by Tainis Tzibur. So Mela, people might do it other days, and the other days there might be Shikris, and the Mela, because of that, we don't do Tainis, we don't do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha even by a Tainis. But by Ne'ilah you do, because there is no Ne'ilah by other days. That's what the Gemara says, Alacha Kareb Yossi. But the Gemara says, "V'idna ma'itami parsa kahani yedayim b'minchas adhanisa." If we pass like a basis, so how come the kahanim do duchen by mincha by etaynis? And the Gemara answers, "Keva the samach eshkiyas achamah kapayasi ketfilas ne'iladamya." Since they do the nesias kapayim close to shkiyas achamah, it's like tfilas ne'ilah, and there's no gzera. So there is a machlekes yishainim lamaisa. What's it then? Is there duchening on mincha of Yom Kippur? Taisus says that there is none. Because on Yom Kippur, we don't do it right before Nesias Kapayim, because we have Ne'ilah afterwards. So we don't do Ne'ilah right before, Shkiyas Achamah. So Mela, we don't do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha, by Yom Kippur. By Ne'ilah, we do. When by a Tainus, we do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. Apparently, when there's no Ne'ilah, so we could have a Mincha very late towards the end of the day. And then we do Nesias Kapayim right before the end of the day. It's Ketfilas Ne'ilah Danya. Kami Rishayim hold that way. The Rambam holds that way, that by a Tainis, you Nesias Kapayim by Mincha, because when you don't do Ne'ilah, because the Mincha is the replacement for Ne'ilah. Mashen Kain by a Tainis, where you do Ne'ilah like a Tainis Tzibur or Yom Kippur, so then we don't do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. That would be the Chilutin of Yesi Nermeyan. Otherwise, what would be the Chilutin of Yesi Nermeyan? Kami Rishayim hold that way. But the other Rishayim, the Rush brings the Bahag, the Gais Maimni brings the Shilta Shevachoye Gain, that Mincha is pretty late on a Yom Kippur, and we have one straight Rachamim and Tfilis from Mincha till Shkiyas Achama. So the Mincha also becomes a part of the Ne'ilah, and therefore you do Nesias Kapayim and Mincha even though there's Ne'ilah afterwards. The Ramban also holds that way. The Ramban says it must be that way because the minig was Kerabi Meir, and then the Gemara says if we pass it like Rabbi Yossi, so why the kind of Nesias Kapayim? If they wouldn't be Nesias Kapayim in the days that there is Ne'ilah, so what do you mean why the Nesias Kapayim? That's what he says. But the Ramban limits it though by a Tainus only if the Takadam and Salmach HaChashecha. Because otherwise, what would be the machlekes are based in Rameyah? You'd have to say in a case where the mincha was done not right before Ne'ilah, so then there's a machlekes based in Rameyah. But since normally, by both Taniyas and by Yom Kippur, the mincha was done close to Ne'ilah, so it has the same din of Ne'ilah. But most Rishayim hold not that way, like Taisus and the Ravid and the Ridva and the Ran, and that's the psak of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kufchav Tesef Aleph, that we do not do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. By a Tainus which doesn't have Ne'ilah, then we do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. So what Tainus doesn't have Ne'ilah? Tisha B'Av and Shavasa B'Tamas and Asar B'Tavis and San Gedalia, that doesn't have Ne'ilah. And Memelam, we do Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. Mashayin Kain, by a Tainus with Ne'ilah, there the halacha is that the Ne'ilah is the Ne'ilah, and the Mincha, you would not do Nesias Kapayim. So, the two shailas though left over. One is, in Eretz Yisrael, they taka do Nesias Kapayim every day. Every day by Shachris, and on Yom Tov and Shabbos by Shachris and Musaf, and they do not do it by Mincha. What about by Taniyas, they do it by Mincha? So the Gemara says, you do, because you daven late. But what if they don't daven late? So I saw in the Dirshu Madura, that Kama Gedolim, Shevet Alevi, and Rishleim Zalman Orbach, and Michiel Micha Tukatinsky, says that when you daven by a tainis mincha early, daven mincha gedela, then you do not do Nesiyas Kapayim. But the Chazon Ish, it's in the Seif in Archaim Simon Chof, he's mustapik b'zeh. He says that maybe the pshan in the Gemara is, once the normal minig was by tainis daven mincha late, and the Mela have the Nesiyas Kapayim, that became the Avekshtel. That's what they were supposed to do. Maybe what the Gemara really means is that whenever there's no ne'ilah, so the mincha becomes a ne'ilah. Whenever there's ne'ilah, that's the machlokes erasher meyeh if you duchen by mincha. But whenever there's no ne'ilah, the mincha becomes a ne'ilah. And even if you punk daven early, it would have the same din. And declares, even though he's misufik about it, but maybe misufik you should, because the Rambam says that since the whole din of mincha is only a din derabban and exerim, atu shikris, so if someone goes up there by mincha, we don't tell him to go down. So maybe since with the Eved you could stay there, so maybe by a suffix you should do the duchening. And he ends up Sarachian. And the Dirshu Madur, he said, B'shem the Archa Shebeinu, then the Besmeish of the Chazon Ish, they would dive in mincha early on the Tainus, and they would do Nesiyas Kapayim, not like the Gedalim that we mentioned. Another issue is Negev, the Yisrael, the Kainu, the Kainu, the Kainu, the Bracham, Shosh, the Torah. Pashtus, any time you don't duchen, so you won't say Elokeinu Elokei V'seinu. So it will come out like this, that on Mincha V'Yom Kippur, you shouldn't say Elokeinu Elokei V'seinu. And Mincha V'Tainus, it might depend, if you daven late before Shkiyah, then you say Elokeinu V'seinu. If you daven early, we said that Kama G'daylam held, you wouldn't duchen. So then you wouldn't say Elokeinu V'seinu. But the Maestro Ramah holds not the way. The Ramah paskins that since B'di'evah, like we said from the Rambam, that the Eved, if someone went up there, you keep him up there. That's enough of a reason to say, Elokeinu Elokei V'seinu Baruchenu. So mele, even by Mincha and Yom Kippur, so it's a Shikol Chiddush, even in Eretz Yisrael, where they do duchening, and by Mincha and Kippur they don't, but they still say Elokeinu Elokei V'seinu, and the Chutz La'aretz also, by Mincha and Yom Kippur, or by Mincha by Tainis, even when it's not late, we say Elokeinu Elokei V'seinu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.